This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The COVID-19 variant that may be driving a recent rise in cases in some parts of the world has earned a new nickname for a distinctive symptom of the illness, razor blade throat COVID. The new variant, NB181 or the Nimbus variant, may cause painful sore throats. The symptom has been identified by doctors in the United Kingdom, India, and elsewhere. Other COVID-19 symptoms of any variant include fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, or loss of taste or smell. The Nimbus variant causing razor blade throat is spreading in primarily Eastern Mediterranean, Southeast Asia, and Western Pacific regions, the World Health Organization said. The new variant is about 11% of the latest rise in COVID cases. The United States detected the new variant in travelers arriving from those regions to destinations in California, Washington State, Virginia, and New York. COVID-19 vaccines are effective against the Nimbus variant. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced last month that COVID-19 shots are no longer recommended for healthy children and pregnant women, a move immediately countered by public health experts who advise everyone to keep their COVID vaccinations current. The Gallatin City County Health Department has confirmed that a popular Bozeman sandwich shop is the likely cause of a foodborne illness. 22 people have been sickened in a cryptosporidiosis outbreak from food served at Fink's Delicatessen, a popular sandwich shop located on the north side of Bozeman. The Health Department's Restaurant Inspection Reports page shows that Fink's Delicatessen had a complaint inspection on June 12th with three violations found. The Gallatin City County Health Department is investigating a confirmed outbreak of crypto, likely associated with consuming turkey sandwiches at Fink's Delicatessen in Bozeman between May 26th and June 1st, 2025. According to the health department, so far 22 people have tested positive for crypto and one individual was even hospitalized. One of Fink's health violations from June 12th found that their cold time temperature control for safe food was not adequate, with temperatures above the required 41 degrees Fahrenheit for items in the sandwich prep cooler. Food items including sliced turkey, basil aioli, pickled onions, and more ranged in temperature from 43 degrees to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The high temperatures contributed to the crypto outbreak of food poisoning. Symptoms of crypto include frequent watery diarrhea that can last up to 2 weeks, stomach pain, nausea and vomiting, fever, weight loss, and dehydration. According to the CDC, cryptosporidiosis illness is caused by a microscopic germ or parasite called cryptosporidium. The parasite can live in water, food, soil, or on surfaces that have been contaminated with infected poop. Fink's Delicatessen issued a statement that said, "On Thursday, June 12th, we were made aware by public health officials that people experiencing symptoms caused by the parasite Cryptosporidium had reported dining at our facility at some point during the incubation period during the last week of May and the first week of June. We have since been in full cooperation with the Gallatin County and State Health Department in an effort to determine the source of this reported contamination." Anyone with crypto symptoms is encouraged to contact the Gallatin City County Health Department so that the outbreak can be tracked and those affected treated. There's a new term for trying to stay off social media. It's called abstinence. More specifically, abstinence is a movement founded by Harvard grad student Gabriella Noyan, built around the idea that social media is optional, not a requirement, for socializing as a member of Gen Z or Alpha. Abstinence promotes a simple, alliterative, 5-step method for detaching from apps. Decrease, deactivate, delete, downgrade, and depart. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.